are the Russians getting ready to wag the dog? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. More details are emerging about U.S. intelligence reports claiming that Russia is planning fake propaganda to justify an attack on Ukraine.
U.S. defense officials say the graphic propaganda video, which would use actors and corpses to suggest that NATO weapons had killed Russians, has not been made yet, but preparations have begun. Separately, Fox News has learned Russian President Vladimir Putin has in place 70% of the military forces he needs for a full invasion.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon. Another 14 Russian battalions are headed toward the border. The Labor Department issued a better-than-expected jobs report on Friday, estimating 467,000 new jobs were created last month and revising the 2021 year-long numbers upward by 700,000. President Biden has signed an executive order guaranteeing that nearly every federal construction project will be a union job site.
With three exceptions, every single project that we're talking about that's paid for with federal dollars and it's a federal project, it's going to be a union jobs.
The president says his order ensures that anything the federal government builds will be built to last. Minneapolis. Car caravan protested City Hall over the police shooting early Wednesday of 22-year-old Amir Locke. Police say they were forced to shoot him when he reached for a gun after the SWAT team burst into his apartment. Mayor Jacob Frey has told the police to stop asking for and stop using no-knock warrants. There's been a shooting at a church in Aurora, Colorado. Police say a woman is dead, two men wounded, taken to the hospital. The gunman fled the scene. Police say he may have had a relationship with the woman who died. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The Republican National Committee voting to censure Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles on the House Select Committee investigating what happened January 6th, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol. Neither will get further GOP support, moot for Representative Kinzinger, who is not running for re-election this year. The former vice president responding to criticism of his actions last January 6th.
Former Vice President Pence was speaking to the Conservative Federalist Society in Florida when he directly contradicted his old boss.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election.
The former president had blasted Pence, putting out a statement Tuesday saying the House committee investigating the January 6th riot should look into why Mike Pence did not send back the votes for recertification or approval. Pence went on to say the only role of Congress with respect to the Electoral College is to open and count votes submitted and certified by the states. Till NATO, Fox News.
The North Carolina Supreme Court has struck down the state's new maps for congressional districts and given lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw them. There's been an alarming jump in the number of dangerous pranks played on aircraft.
For all of 2021, pilots reported more than 9,000 incidents of lasers being aimed at planes and helicopters, a record 9,723 to be exact, 41% more than the year before. This despite efforts to make it easier to catch and punish people who do it. They can face federal charges, jail time, and fines up to $11,000 for one incident, maxing out at more than $30,000 for repeat offenders. The FAA issuing $120,000 in fines for laser strikes last year. Since the agency started keeping track of the safety issue in 2010, laser pointers have grown cheaper and more powerful. Pilots have reported more than 200 injuries.
Fox's Lisa Brady, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.